We are live back on Planet FM 104.6, and joining me today, super excited for this guest. Naiva Maro is in the house to speak all things culture, but also in celebration of Ohana Language Week. That was last week. I also wanted to bring in to speak more on what we are basing our culture of today. He's been all around the world. He's been dancing and sharing our culture all around the world as well. And what better way to bring him into the studio today for the Be About It show and speak all things great about, I would say, the good, the bad, and the juicy for our show for today. But I'm going to pass the mic over to our amazing, I would say, uncle, I would say, expert, choreographer. He's done it all for our culture in regards to our Be About It show. So, kia ora and kia ora. Welcome to the Be About It show. I'm Kaiba, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come in. A chat in regards to how you see culture for today.
Kia ora, Natina. Kia ora. It's nice to be here. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to come and share some insight in regard to our Kukanan culture. I think this is a huge topic that we're going to talk about. As you mentioned, you know, the good, the bad, and the juicy. I'm a proud Kukalender, and you too, and most of the Kukalenders, or all Kukalenders, are proud of themselves, and they are proud of their heritage, where they came come from, and of course, above all, their culture. But when we are talking about our Kukanan culture, we have to define it in many ways. If we are talking about our traditional culture, then there's another aspect of the Kukanan culture as a whole. Then you have the other kind of perspective where we can cover on the culture, the temporary, you know, the temporary culture that we are applying nowadays for everyone to see. So right now I'm really excited, looking forward for this chat, and yes, thank you for bringing me on.
Ata waiwolo and meitaki mata. So, you know, in regards to the many chats that we've had in regards to culture, I'm going to start off with, you know, Uncle, how do you see it today in this generation? From you, you've been around and you've been doing choreography around it. You've been back in the home island of the Cook Islands, but you've also seen the different generations have come through to see culture today. And how have you seen the evolution of culture change throughout the years?
Yes, thank you for that. In the 80s, 90s, the culture was very strong then, how we portray it and how we live with it. Then 2000 and onwards, the culture slightly sort of, I may say change, but I'll put it this way. People comes with their own perspective of interpreting culture. Our culture, our Kukanan culture. Say, we portray culture in different forms than in the 80s and onwards. My understanding, culture comes from our customs. Yeah? For example, say, agatawanga ariki, when you ordain ariki. Within our customs, there are pe'u, they call it. That's where pe'u is culture. Hey. There is pe'u, which are the procedures that goes with the agatawanga anga o te ariki. So you have a ceremonial, you know, celebrate ordination of a king or queen. Then you have procedures that goes with it. Those procedures are part of their culture, you know, in the olden days, how they proceed all these doings. Then nowadays, it's we don't see those beings portrayed. We're more focusing, culture is more dancing and, you know, dancing and drumming nowadays. Hey, those are the things that we see
now. Seeing.
Yeah. But apart from saying, you know, instead of, I mean, if we say culture, I mean, dancing and drumming is part of culture, of course. Probably 5 or 10% of our culture. But if we focus on it, you know, the way we dance in the past is different to the way we dance now. The way we teach people in the past is different to the way we teach people now. In the past, we are very firm, very hard, and the discipline was very hard. And the attitude and behavior of people in the 80s, 90s were different then. They were focused. People might say was very intimidating or harsh, but that's how the culture was, you know, put it in their perspective. It was hard, firm, but people were so, you know, disciplined, you know. Then comes to the mid-2000 to now, you know, things change. The approach, it's no longer firm and hard for the purpose of it. Everything is more softer. I think because of the, I think for us in New Zealand, I think when the law changed, you know.
Right.
Yeah. When the law changed, because when rules and law changed, then our approach, our discipline changed too, and our behavior. And now if you advise, talk to some of the group to do something, to do it like this in a more firm and sort of harsh or aggressive, because you want to get your point out.
Yeah.
That's abusive, you know? Straight away is abusive because of how they create the law to disadvantage us. Maybe it will advantage the younger generation, but for us parents, in a way, is disadvantaging us to be able to, to provide their support to make them. To make sure that they hold on, they insert the kiko.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they understand really what is our culture is all about. I mean, if we talk about dancing, you know, the dancing, the moving of hips have changed a lot. The movements of hands have changed a lot. And it's more contemporary, put it that way, than more traditional. A good example, you know, the Mai Vanui there was just finishing in the Cook Islands. It was good. But if you go specifically, identify each of the performances, in a Mai Vanui, it's a celebration, but at the same time, it's a competition. Everything is graded. So for you to create these items, each of these items, performances, how do you think as a choreographer or a tutor, how are you going to create this to make sure that we retain our traditional way or the contemporary way or the way that we do things right now. So you have to be really smart. So, you know, people will talk about it. Hey, oh, the Wally, you know. One good example is the Wally performances. Maybe some of our people didn't like it because it's not that lively. It's not that, it's no X factor into it, into their performance and how they choreographer the whole performance of each of the items. But what is the purpose of coming to the Constitution celebration? Is it to portray our traditional way of doing things, or it's just to come there and enjoy and create contemporary way of, so tourists can and people can go, wow, yeah. So people were saying, oh, the Buga performances wasn't that good. The other performances were good.
Yeah.
But for me, the way I look at it, yes, it might not be exciting, but at the same time, I really love it because they were the only one keeping the traditional way of performing, you know, all what is required. The other thing that changed things is the, for example, say you are the convener of everything, okay, and you gave us these criterias, and these criterias changed the climax of, you know, the setting of everything. That's the other thing, criterias that are being given. They can also manipulate and change the way we perform.
Yeah.
And because if you set the criterias of how the performance will look like, then everything will be, you know, the way you're going to choreograph, everything will be according to that.
Yeah.
Then those are other ways that will take away the, you know, the beautification of the real Makoi culture that we have. Yeah.
Mako, Uncle Mako. And, you know, I love how you utilized the tradition, the way that it's been done. But you also, you commend how, you know, there's a downfall to it because of the culture that shifted and changed. And I wanted to highlight in terms of the dancing, you spoke about dancing. How has that changed from your perspective? And as a dancer, you've traveled all around the world. You've come back to NZ, your roots from being at the Cook Islands, but also your homeland of Pukapuka, and seeing that, how has it changed and evolved from the boys when they dance and also the girls that they dance? Has it changed? Are there things that have changed with the girls that they dance? Have they been influenced by certain changes? In my view, I feel like there's a change, but I wanted to hear from you as an expert, a choreographer, and you've seen the insides and the outsides, and also get an insight of how it is from, you know, the Cook Islands as a whole, from our southern, our northern, and also seeing the dance change throughout the years.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's a shift. That was a, put it this way, that's a paradigm. That's a shift. That's a change from a decade to another decade. In the 80s, 90s, when groups were going out, outside the Cook Islands to Tahiti or somewhere else, when they come back, they bring back new stuff and they implement that through their performances.
Mm.
That's one kind of change that being brought back to the Cook Islands. And everybody thought, oh, man, you know, find those things, those performances, those movements pretty exciting. So they try to embed into their way of dancing. That's one way. The other way is when women... Cook Island dance is different from a Tahitian. Tahitian's totally different. They washing machine, they round their hip. Whereas the Cook Island woman, it's more a putt to one side, to the other side, even slowly and fast. and the way a woman portray themselves on the, you know, when they performs, it's very flexible.
Mm.
You know, you can see how a woman dance, very nice, beautiful hands movements and the hips. But nowadays, it's quite different. I can see the difference, you know, to be honest. And this is my opinion. I think, one, the technology have made those manipulate things, you know, change the way we dance.
Mm.
And also the way we tutor. I'd rather a woman tutor a woman or a girl to give those flexibility. You know, how we dance now through, you know, through the influence of technology, TikTok and other things, mm-hmm. Facebook. You know, you can see the moments, you know, shortcut movements in, you know, if you watch how they perform now, it's not like our in our days. Whether you are you're gonna love it because it's different, you know, it's niche, it's different, but that's not the point. We have to stick to how a woman dance.
Mm.
And also the boys, Wale dance different, Manihiki dance different,
mm.
and the Southern group dance different. Even Aitutaki, you can see the Aitutaki dance, they takataka, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Northern group, they don't usually, probably Manihiki does that. They do a lot of re-re-re-re, you know, jumping around. And we Pukupukens, we have our own way. We don't takataka, we just stable in. But a lot of movements, techniques, eh? Different kind of very complicated movements. And, yeah. But now, if you watch the men's dance, the boys' dance, everybody dance the same. Even the drumming. The drumming is just gone too far. In the 80s and 90s, I can identify who's drumming,
yeah.
You know, the sound of the drumming, I can tell, okay, there's Manihiki drumming, that's Pukupuken drumming, that's Raro drumming, because Raro drumming is quite different too.
Yeah.
And you can tell the Aitutaki drumming, even you can tell the Ngaputuru drumming. Now, you can't tell.
Yeah.
There's only three different kind of drumming now. Wale drumming, Manihiki drumming, and the rest, you can't identify. Even the ute, you know, if you hear the Ngaputoru singing the ute, you can tell that's Mauke, that's Achiu.
Yeah.
Because they have a way of composing and, you know, their ute, it's unique. And Raro have their own way of creating
doing
the ute.
Their own.
Whereas us, we don't have a ute. We don't have a ute, but because of the criteria. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And Manihiki, I don't think they have a ute. Even the pe'e, the chant, we don't have a pe'e.
Yeah.
Manihiki don't have a pe'e. Mangarongaru, they have amu, different kinds of amu there consist of this thing called pe'e.
Yeah.
So when we come to a celebration and compete, then it's really hard for the Northern group to adapt to it. I think the Rocks and Manihiki is adapted to it, probably the drum dance and action song. But the pe'e, they're still trying to adapt to that to meet the criteria to actually, you know, get the grade that we are looking for. We tried to do that in the 1994, but going back to 1994, I was a bit young then, trying to find knowledge and expertise to how can I, you know, put something together to compete in a level where these southern groups are competing.
Yeah.
Our drum dance is different. Our everything, the way, you know, the pe'e, we have tila, we have mako, we have valovalo, we have tapatapa, and we have amu. All these are different things that, which is not in a, which is not a pe'e to our way of thinking. But for us to compete in that, in 1994, I tried to bring those things together and put it into a performance, put it together, then exhibit, I mean, yeah, show it. But it's not to a level where we can compete with others, say. So 1994, 95, we did the same thing. Then I came here. Then I went overseas just to learn more, you know, expertise around the dancing side of things. And then somehow, somewhere, I learned a lot from overseas travel, how we performing, how we are using the stage, and other key elements that, you know, bring these key things into one. So I think a good example is the second Maivanui here. I know, I don't want to put it, I don't want to say it, they fail. I think they did well in 2019.
Yeah.
They did exceptional well. I'm in saying that because that's what there was their first time onto the stage, and that is a good experience for them to, you know, for Taliu and them to you know, to be on the stage. I know they weren't happy with the result, but to me they actually did well. But when 2002 Maivanui happened, I think they had a fair idea of how to deal with it. And when they asked me to go and help them, I was very glad to go and help them, because you're trying to contribute to influence, you know, our young people to hold on to understand what our culture is all about. So when I joined them in 2021, I had a fair idea what I'm gonna, you know,
bring to the
table and put them together, because of the experience, expertise that I've got, you know, from everywhere, you know, from the past, and I was ready to put that together, to compete in a level where our southern group compete, especially I'm talking about the beat, even the drum dance and the action song, they. You know, we actually did well to bring it to that level by using the criteria they set and create something that goes with it, but more, way better than what they have put. So we have that, those expertise putting those things together. But at the same time, like I mentioned before, but at the end of the day, is that my culture?
Yeah.
Or I'm just doing something to win?
Yeah.
Or to get an A grade? Then, now, if we do it that way, then the generation of tomorrow will, you know, will rise and look at these performances on YouTube and think, hey, this is our culture. But you, as an expert, who, you know, a person who understands the actual, your real traditional culture, this is not the right way, you know? That's why I'm thinking, you know, Wallis have the means to actually understand how to utilize traditional culture and contemporary culture. I mean, maybe people will understand where I'm coming. You understand where I'm coming from. See, we have our other wolo.
Yeah.
On that day, you come. We come and celebrate our traditional cultures, our mako, our tila, imenituki, patautau, which is our ute. Yeah. Ute is for the southern group, and patautau is for us.
Yeah.
Patautau, drum dance. We do it in a more wale flavor. This is when we celebrate our tradition. Eh? Apart from that, when we finish that day, we seem to, you know, to join in other celebration like this Te Mai Vanui. We take it to a level where we can match. That's the difference between us on Wale Puga Puga Day. We are more traditional, but when we come to the Mai Vanui, we are not traditional because we're trying to collect all these, you know, for example, I'll give pe'e an example. Eh? The pe'e. See, we collect all these key areas in the pe'e that we have. The tila, the mako, the tangitangi, the amu, the tapatapa, the valovalo. Put them together and to be able to compete with the others, say, to bring it together, like what we did in 2021. We put all those key elements together to be able to compete with these guys. The other thing is, for us to be able to compete with these guys, I mean with our, you know, brothers and sisters, other islands, is to utilize their weapon. Eh? You know, you got to utilize their weapon.
Yeah.
To actually compete with them, right? So, yeah, it's quite different. I mean, you can see the changes, you know, as you go back, you know, if you how do you put it? Reflect. If you reflect back to the 80s, 90s, early 2000, you know. You compare it to now, that's a huge difference. Eh? It's a huge shift within our culture. I don't know how we can preserve that. It's not that we don't know how to preserve it, but how do, you know, identify, okay, when we come to this celebration, we do this. When it comes to this, we do this, yeah? And okay, we're not going to do tradition, more traditional. We'll try and put it in more in a contemporary way.
Yeah.
But we, at the same time, we need to educate our people. So the people, our young people of tomorrow, don't have to get confused.
Mako, uncle. And for those that are tuning in as well, we are live on 104.6 FM. We are just 1 minute away before our interview for today finishes, and I know you all want to tune in for more. So we're definitely going to bring back our Uncle Ngaiva, culture expert in for our Cook Island community here for the Planet FM show. But for those that are tuning in, you can click on the link below. Follow and click the link below. You can listen to this interview live, and we'll be back for more on the Be About It show. And if you've got any questions, flick it through to our Be About It show, and I'll pass it on to our special guest today. Ata waiwolo, me takimata to our awesome uncle who's got so much knowledge to share for our people, but also to share for our community out there. And make sure you guys tune in next week for more of the Be About It show. We've got Mim in the studio as well, who's going live, so you can watch this interview live on the Be About It show. And we're also going to take more from here. Ka kite, and thank you.